She woke up to fire again. Words from her mother were dumped on her chest. It stung to open her eyes, and her ears did their best to go numb. But there was so much fire, an entire rain of it. She was too lazy. She should have been up, because the dishes weren't going to do themselves. And that C-plus that she brought home yesterday wasn't good enough. Mom works too damn hard for her to be bringing home mediocre grades. Mom didn't know that Reggie worked harder for that C-plus than for anything else in her moderately short life. She moved as fast as she could throughout the living room, packed her book bag, put her coat on, and went for the door. But it was disrespectful for her face to display the discomfort she felt inside. Not even a hint of attitude was allowed. She had to be stoic. Breathe through the yelling, the berating, whatever that was that just flew across the room. The remote. Just another day. She couldn't be upset. She had to get to school. Cars honked all around her. Pedestrians rushed. The buses whizzed by people they were meant to pick up. The city was in a typical morning panic, and she was going to be late. More words from Mom. Reggie barely made it through her jaywalk alive when an old woman, no taller than the tallest of toddlers, stopped her on the sidewalk. Though she was old and probably hardened by the city, the features of her face were soft and kind.
"Looks like you lived through the storms, child. Does it hurt?"
the old lady said.
"Huh?"
Reggie was confused and couldn't place the woman's seemingly Caribbean accent.
"Raining at home, all the time, in your head. Ooh, a fire, it's not even real."
I don't have any money."
Reggie grimaced and started to walk away. The old woman tissed loudly, rightfully offended.
"How you know I'm not here to give something to you?"
she snapped, whilst waving her finger. Reggie raised her eyebrows. Thunderstruck the sky. The old woman looked up and smirked.
"Run on from the storm now, and here."
The old woman handed her a tall umbrella. Reggie examined it closely. The pole was sky blue. The panels of the canopy alternated from blood red to royal purple. It glittered when it was turned. It was loud.
"That'll keep you safe inside, too."
The old lady smiled and walked away, much too quickly for someone with such short legs. Reggie stashed the umbrella in her locker. The late bell rang, but the one thing in life that she wasn't worried about was her first class of the day. Most of the kids in math class spent their time clowning the teacher, who eventually stormed out and left them to do whatever. Miss Brim wasn't from their city, and everyone knew she didn't want to be there anyway. Lunchtime was loud. Some girls were arguing with each other from near opposite sides of the room. There was a lot of yelling. The volume hit its peak. Reggie flinched. Her stomach hurt again, like there were little termites dancing inside it on their way to climb through to her chest. Maybe she'd finish her food after school. Mom walked through the door, and Reggie quickly removed her sock-covered feet from off the coffee table. She prayed to everything above and below her that her mother wouldn't start with the words again. Sometimes they cut her. Sometimes they shook her. Sometimes they hurt. Although Reggie doesn't let the words or the anger cause her to hate Mom, she don't want to live with her either. Maybe if Mom had more friends, maybe if they both had more friends, there'd be less pain, more joy. Reggie held herself so still that it sunk her deeper into the couch. Mom dropped her purse onto the coffee table, where Reggie's feet just were.
"Those dishes better be done."
"They are. How was school today?"
Reggie dropped her shoulders.
"It was okay. I got a bunch of exams next week."
"Mm-hmm. You better act like you know and get them grades up."
"I know. I met this weird old lady on my way to school."
"You didn't give her no money, did you? I worked too damn hard with those crazy
She didn't ask me for any money. She actually gave me that."
Reggie pointed across the room to the umbrella that was resting against the wall near her shoes. Her shoes that were out of place.
"Put your shoes on a rack where they belong. Act like somebody raised you."
Mom yelled and left the room. Reggie straightened up her shoes and the rest of the living room. She rewashed a couple of dishes and somehow managed to squeeze her homework in. She eventually found herself sitting on the bed with the strange umbrella in her lap. She'd never felt a gravitational pull towards a person, nevertheless an inanimate object. But here she was. They say you're never supposed to open an umbrella inside a building. It's bad luck. But how could she possibly have worse luck? The air around her broke into a shimmer as soon as the thing was open. Though the windows were shut tight, a breeze danced its way through her locks and kissed her scalp. Her eyes went wild as the glitter jumped from the umbrella onto her skin, sinking itself deep into her body. She wasn't sparkly, but she could feel it inside. Reggie lifted the umbrella above her head, and on God and all others, she swore she could float. Mom's footsteps approached the door. For the first time since she began counting moments, Reggie didn't tense up. Mom entered without knocking.
"Why do you have to open that umbrella in this house?"
Mom's words sounded as they always did, but they didn't hit her the same. Reggie's hand tingled where it touched the umbrella. There was a fuzzy feeling in her chest, and for once, the unknown didn't freak her out.
Reggie!
Mom shouted. The agitation was audible. Reggie's eyes went wide as she saw her name leave Mom's mouth and take the form of sparkle and blue light. It floated from Mom's personal space and made contact with the umbrella. Reggie assumed the obviously magical word would penetrate the umbrella's canopy and continue floating across the room. But instead, it bounced off and zipped towards Mom, making her shimmer wherever there was contact.
Reggie.
Mom called out again, her voice sweeter, calmer than her daughter could ever remember it being.
I just wanted to say thank you for you cleaning up tonight.
Mom and Reggie shared the same look of confusion. Before Reggie could figure out how to respond, Mom left. Reggie looked high and low for the old woman on her way to school the next morning, but she was nowhere to be found. Although there wasn't any rain in the forecast for the next 3 days, Reggie carried the umbrella everywhere. She took it with her to class, to the bathroom, and even to the nurse to get some ice for her stomach ache. All day, people gave her funny looks for carrying around such a big-ass, loud-ass umbrella on what might have been the sunniest day of the month. But no one said anything. Not until lunch. The lighting in the lunchroom was too dim for her to read. The atmosphere was thick with the noisy, groggy conversations of her peers. She was mid-bite of her sunflower butter and strawberry preserve sandwich when a plastic spork hit her on the shoulder. She took a deep breath before turning around to see the smirk waiting on the guilty party's face.
I see the weirdos being a weirdo.
Naomi laughed as she munched on her cold school lunch fries at the adjacent table. Reggie didn't have any friends to defend her, not at this school. But it was moments like this that made her miss the ones she made at the old schools.
Let me hold that umbrella, Reggie. It must be special if you've been carrying it around all day like an idiot.
Naomi spat her name out. Reggie got up, grabbed her book bag, umbrella, and sandwich. But before she could get too far, Naomi was right beside her.
I said, give it to me.
Naomi's voice raised as she grabbed the bottom of the umbrella and yanked, but Reggie held it tight. They'd gained an audience. Reggie felt a tingle in her hand just as her heart rate started to pick up. The tingle was magic. The heartbeat, anxiety. She loosened her hold just briefly enough that Naomi felt it was safe to yank the umbrella, but Reggie pulled back at the last minute. Naomi was off balance and it sent her tumbling forward. The entire room stilled. Naomi's friends started walking towards her. The world around her felt heavier with every second that went by. Naomi started to get up. Naomi started to curse. Reggie opened up the umbrella. It sounded like a hailstorm as all of the words and sounds bounced off the canopy and back to the people they came from. Blue light sparkled all around her. The tension in the air exploded into an electrical crackle as her peers were made warm and cool, wet and dry by what their intention should have been. Reggie felt the room shift into a kindness so heavy that it overwhelmed her. But in a good way. It was 2 months before she saw the old lady again. She spotted her while Mom was distracted as a news cart getting their breakfast. She had to be quick. Reggie had a doctor's appointment to get to.
What do I do with this?
Reggie waved the closed umbrella around.
Use it until you don't need to anymore.
The old woman said as if it were the most obvious thing in the world.
Okay, so I like find my peace of mind, meditate, toughen up my skin, whatever other self-care crap, and then what? Send the freaking magical umbrella back into space?
Child, just give it to someone that needs it. You'll know.
Reggie looked over at Mom. For a moment, she imagined her mother carrying the magical umbrella while wearing her favorite work-appropriate, waterproof trench coat. The thought made her smile. The old lady was gone.
Come on, Reggie. We can't be late.
Mom said gently, waving her on. The umbrella was down, and the sun was bright in the sky.